Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Epistemology. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the ever-evolving ocean of knowledge. Today, we have a rather intriguing topic on our hands, epistemology. This is a field that's as foundational to philosophy as gravity is to physics. So, buckle up, because we're about to embark on an intellectual journey that will make you question, well, almost everything you know. To kick things off, let's unpack what epistemology actually is. Essentially, it's the branch of philosophy that concerns itself with the nature, scope, and validity of knowledge. It's all about asking questions like, what is knowledge? How do we acquire it? What do we really know, if anything? It's a subject that has been debated since the days of ancient Greece, with philosophers like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle setting the stage for centuries of discourse. Picture this. You're sitting in a cafe, pondering over your morning coffee. You look at the steaming mug in front of you and think, I know this is coffee. Or do you? This seemingly simple assertion opens a Pandora's box of philosophical inquiry. How do you know it's coffee? Because it looks, smells, and tastes like what you've come to recognize as coffee. Epistemology questions the reliability of our senses as a source of knowledge. This brings us to the heart of epistemology, justification. For something to be considered knowledge, it needs to have truth, belief, and justification. But what exactly counts as justification? Exploring this, we encounter different theories like foundationalism, where some beliefs are justified independently, and coherentism, which states that beliefs are justified if they cohere with a system of interrelated beliefs. Now let's stir in a bit of historical context. The word epistemology is of Greek origin, reflecting the inquiries that ancient Greek philosophers wrestled with. Yet, it's fascinating to note that it wasn't formally recognized until much later during the Enlightenment period in Europe. Philosophers like Descartes, Kant, and Hume started asking critical questions. Can we ever be certain of what we know? How do our perceptions align with reality? As we navigate through the intricacies of epistemology, it's crucial to touch on the concept of skepticism. Skepticism challenges the very possibility of knowledge. Think about René Descartes, who famously declared, "I think, therefore I am," on a quest to find an indubitable truth. He doubted everything except the fact that he was thinking. It presents an interesting paradox. While skepticism can lead to more rigorous inquiry, it might also lead us to question the foundations upon which we build our understanding. Now imagine you're in a heated debate. You're defending your favorite technology. Maybe it's an advancement in AI or a new gadget you can't live without. Someone challenges you, questioning its merits. At this juncture, epistemology steps in like a referee, prompting you to back up your beliefs with evidence and sound reasoning. It's like having an intellectual toolkit ready to untangle the complexities of everyday life and societal tech evolution. But let's not stop there. Juxtapose epistemology with today's digital age. We live in a world awash with information, readily accessible at our fingertips. This presents an opportunity and a challenge. How do we discern true knowledge from misinformation? Here's a real-life anecdote to highlight this point. Imagine you're exploring a social media platform that tailors content based on algorithms. As a result, you're mostly exposed to information that affirms what you already believe. This phenomenon is called a filter bubble. In such contexts, epistemology encourages us to critically evaluate our exposure to diverse perspectives to achieve a holistic understanding. Let's pose a question to you, our listeners. How often do you challenge your own beliefs? Do you actively seek out dissenting opinions to refine your understanding of technology, ethics, or societal phenomena? It's a habit that could profoundly impact your perception of the world, creating a more nuanced narrative of what you know and how much of it is truly justified. Isn't it fascinating how epistemology intersects with numerous aspects of our lives, from technological evolutions to societal norms? Take a moment today to consider the philosophical underpinnings of what you accept as knowledge, and perhaps you'll see the world in a little more color, a tapestry woven from various threads of understanding. Before we wrap up, here's a call to action. Dive into the labyrinth that is epistemology. There are treasure troves of wisdom waiting to be uncovered. The Wikipedia article on epistemology is just the beginning, a mere peek behind the curtain. Engage with the material, discuss it with friends, or simply ponder it over your evening cup of coffee. After all, isn't it enriching to know about knowledge itself? Thank you for joining us on Wikipedia. Stay curious, stay informed, and until next time, keep questioning the world around you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Epistemology. Thanks for listening. See you next time.